Hey listeners, before we get into the show, just a real quick plug. One thing that you can do that would really help us out is go onto your podcast player, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you have, and give us a review. Even just giving the stars would be great, but if you want to leave more of a comment, we read all of those. We really do appreciate it, and it's a great way to just communicate with us. And if we get a lot of fun ones on there, we'll bring it up on the show. If you want to support us further, you can go to patreon.com/chatofthewild and give a financial donation to us. That is a monthly sort of subscription that gets you ad-free episodes and a bunch of bonus content. If you just go to patreon.com/chatofthewild, it has it all explained there. But that's all. Again, we'd really appreciate it if you go and give us a review. It does a lot to get us out to more people that way, and it's just a really nice feeling to hear from you all. Anyways, let's start the show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Chat of the Wild.
Hi.
In this season, we are playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Is it finally here?
No, it's not as we are recording this.
Oh.
Welcome to our introduction episode. Joining us for this season from the podcast Impossible Coin, Tegan Somerset.
Hey-o! Thank you for having me again. I'm pumped.
Of course.
Can't wait to really like delve into this and be correct about everything. I'm so excited.
Oh. Vindication will occur.
It will.
And from the podcast Need for Speed Running, as well as Remember 64 on occasion, Brian Hour.
Hi. Also, Luigi's apartment.com. I think I'm going to be on Remember 64 because he's doing Majora's Mask next. And I was like, well, I got to go hang out for that.
Also, joining us from Places Unknown because he wants to keep it that way, BC Nelson.
How's it going, everybody?
And I will be your host for this season, Jeremy. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome.
This is our introduction episode. We have not played the game yet, listeners.
Not that you know.
I would know. I would know.
I could be really coy, you know.
No. Brian, I've known you for a long time. No.
I can't be coy. Oh, my God. I'd be screaming. I wouldn't be,
if I had it right now, I wouldn't even be here. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to sit out. I don't feel well.
I'm going to get a little sentimental. If you are on our Discord, you heard me go on a little rant, and I want to carry it over here to our listeners as well that aren't on there. 6+ years ago, we started this podcast with Breath of the Wild. It was a couple friends hanging out because we were really excited about a game. Since then, we've been able to turn this into something a lot bigger. The production is better. I think I'm better at my audio editing. I think in general, we make a better product overall. We've met a lot of great people. Tegan, of course, being one of them, but also the people in the Discord, the people that we talk to almost on a daily basis at this point. We check in with them like they're any of our other friends on our group chats on our phone. And it's just been amazing. And if you are listening to this, thank you. And if you've been listening to us this whole time, a huge, huge thank you. And know that you mean a whole lot to us. And we have big plans going forward to keep this going. And we can't wait to see what happens and to see what this keeps turning into.
Hooray!
You had to get him.
I had goosebumps the whole time I was saying that. Anyway, Tears of the Kingdom is not out yet, unfortunately. As we're recording this,
why must you remind me?
A little over 24 hours until the game will be available to us. Tegan, you were not on the first season with us.
Correct.
I do know when we first had you on here, you did talk about your time with Breath of the Wild. But for our new listeners, go ahead and introduce yourself as a Zelda player, as a Breath of the Wild fan, and just as a person, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Hi, so I'm Tegan. I actually just finished up my second full stint with Breath of the Wild, literally on Monday. So that was, it was still so great. It's still such a good game. I am a self-proclaimed Zelda lore expert and timeline enthusiast. So I have all of the Zelda books that are available. I read through developer notes when I get a chance to, and I try to piece together the timeline that the Nintendo company like threw at us just to be like, here it is. And then has since revised almost three times now.
Oh,
so
almost.
I don't know if you would count adding Age of Calamity to the timeline as a revision specifically, but it sure kind of feels like one. So anyway,
it's a bouncy ball that you throw around the timeline and it just sort of hangs out.
Right, yeah, it just kind of and like, does that, because Age of Calamity involves time travel specifically, yeah, does that also branch into another? Are there two timelines technically?
Is there like
there?
Have they we'll said like, we'll that find it's out. Somewhere on the timeline?
They or? Haven't. Age of Calamity? Yes. Age of Calamity occurs directly before Breath of the Wild. No, I know.
Very
and it
upset.
Turns out also
very
Triforce
right
Heroes is part of the breath of, part of the timeline. And I anyway,
okay.
That's me. That's
and speaking
how I
of timelines. What are we thinking? What are we thinking, speaking of timelines? 20 years out, Tears of the Kingdom?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, it's going to be, what we will be playing is just going to be a few years later. But then the story that we are being told will have taken place thousands of years before. That's my
theory. We've hashed this out. I'm sorry.
There are so many options, though.
I do want to say, by the time you're listening to this, listener, you will have access to the game. You will know all of these things. But have you guys seen that there's an interview going out of with the developers?
Yeah.
They're doing interviews right now. And they've said some things. Dungeons?
Oh. So, I sure did see a little bit and then went, no, wait, what are you doing?
I had not seen this.
I'm not going to go any further than that.
This is
why
I don't talk
to
you people. This is why I've been reading for the last 2 weeks. I'm just like, no, it's all out there. I'm out.
Tegan, tell the listeners about the first time you played Breath of the Wild.
The first time I played Breath of the Wild was the day it released. I had ordered my copy online, and so I took the day off work, and I sat next to my front door all day waiting for the mailman to come and drop it off. And he didn't drop it off until like 3 p.m. And by that point, I was bouncing out of my seat like, I can't wait to play this. And then I played for like 13 hours straight. It was so fun. Breath of the Wild really, I think, overall was mostly like a refresh of the Zelda franchise, if that makes sense. Not that like they threw away any of their old ideas or anything like that, but it really just kind of breathed new life into the franchise and like drew in different types of players, I want to say. And I think that's really paid off for them as far as like maintaining hype around the Zelda franchise specifically.
Absolutely.
I did spend a lot of time looking at like textures on like like on the sides of things and like filling out the map and seeing what everything was named after and being like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I know where that is. And like trying to lump it all together. And then
it's like, oh yeah, there's the DS marshlands.
Exactly. And then like trying to figure out like with that before Nintendo announced it, like where this game in particular fit in the timeline. Like that's always been so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a great time. It was so much fun. Kept me occupied for literally like 2 years. Like my main attention was always there because there was always something new to find. Even though I never found all 900 Koroks.
Well,
no, there's no reason. I mean, you know, you can do that if you want, but yeah,
get that gold poop. Yeah, that's right? Really it.
What? I'm not gonna. Anyway. What if it? What if it does something? What if you can carry it over? I want to.
It won't. It won't. Okay, I'm telling you. It will not.
I want to see someone fuse it to an arrow and shoot it.
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes, I do want to
end
see
the
that.
Whole you're game.
Right. There are things I think will carry over, at least for like the beginning part of the game. Mm. And there's stuff that I don't think is going to carry over at all. You know.
Yeah.
We'll see soon.
Yeah, we'll find out.
For sure.
We'll find out. You'll, listener, you'll know before we do. Exciting.
BC, how about you? Why don't you go and introduce yourself to the listeners here?
I'm BC Nelson, avowed Majora's Mask fan.
It's true.
I didn't join the podcast in the first season. I think I joined, was it Mega Man Legends?
You stopped by for an episode.
Because
you played early for a bit, right?
Yeah. I would show up occasionally and talk in the back of the room on a podcast every once in a while.
Well,
I don't think it's a secret anymore, but dirty secret, I never finished Breath of the Wild. I played the beginning, but Persona 5 came out, and I've been waiting for Persona 5 right. for years. So I spent a lot of time playing Persona 5.
It's totally understandable.
It is. It really
like,
is.
But 6 years later, is it understandable? Come on.
I just didn't want to be spoiled for the Breath of the Wild 2, so much so that I didn't even play the first game because I didn't want to be spoiled for it.
Yeah, because at first it was only going to be a couple of years, and then here we are.
Yeah. So this is going to be, I'm going to be the one who's completely out of the loop for half of this game because I have no idea what happened in Breath of the Wild. So
we could be all right.
I think you're going to be fine. I think it's going to be telling an isolated story for the most part.
I can't wait to explain anything that you're confused about.
We'll have that for sure.
Yeah, I don't have to know anything. I have Tegan here, so it's all good.
Let's say, like, BC is in the first or second episode of a lot of early seasons, and then you're just busy as hell and be like, all right, well, that was fun. Because you were
on tour.
You were usually there for just another video game podcast, which we would record before that. And so, like, you'd be on those episodes and then be like, all right, I didn't play this week. I'm either leaving or just hanging out in the back.
Man, I forgot that we used to record two different shows.
Yeah.
In a sitting.
That's
wild.
That's absolutely wild to me.
But the time only equaled one episode of Impossible Coin.
Oh, my God.
Half.
Don't say that.
But yeah, BC, I mean, what would you say is your favorite Zelda game?
Still going to say Majora's Mask. Minish Cap is actually probably a close second just because it's such a cute game.
Yeah, it is.
My name in the Discord is Fox with a Knife, named after the famous Minish Cap enemy. A fox with a knife for some reason.
Step through door, fox with a knife.
That's great. Yeah,
I can tell you what my least favorite Zelda is.
Mm.
And that's...
go on.
It's going to be Spirit Tracks.
Mm.
Actually, no, Phantom Hourglass. Spirit Tracks is at least more adorable than Phantom Hourglass.
Tegan, what's your least favorite Zelda?
I'm about to make an enemy. My least favorite Zelda.
Shame it.
Majora's Mask.
Oh, and that's the
line in the sand.
This is over now.
I get really stressed out with the time thing. I never have had a very good sense of managing that, and it's always screwed me up. But it does have a very good plot. If we're just going like overall, like. That's my least favorite, and then Zelda 2.
Mm.
Which, similar.
You had to keep going.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
keep going, you know?
You could have just left it well alone, and we could have been friends.
It turns out, actually, I also hate Ocarina of Time. No, I'm kidding.
That's fine.
Overrated.
Yeah, the meta, it's overrated now in the meta.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll keep talking about us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back. Welcome, listener, to our introduction to Tears of the Kingdom. Lucky, lucky you at this very moment. You may very well be far into Tears of the Kingdom. We are waiting to play it, and we are very close, but we're going to just introduce ourselves to the you know, first-time listeners and all of that, and let's continue that. Brian, Luigi, who are you?
Hi, I'm a dork who really likes Zelda games, and let's see here. Let's start at the beginning. I was a young lad, and of course, the shiny gold cartridge got played a lot more than other games. I didn't know what I was doing, but I loved it so much. But yeah, I don't know. I love Zelda games. I think they're all really great, and that's why it's weird to like have criticisms of them. I'm like, no, they're all really great. So let's think about them, you know, a little bit more and see what's going on here. I think it's fun. Because I've played these games a lot.
Blame me for it. I'm the one that always has to make a list out of things.
Oh no, like we can list them, but I definitely my list changes from time to time, and the more I think about it or something, or usually takes me like two seasons to actually chart a Zelda game. After I've chewed on it for a while. But yeah. I don't know. These games are fun. I think they're like... they're their own genre, but... only Nintendo can make new Zelda games. People can just like kind of... copy the Zelda formula. Not because they're not original or whatever. But like they're the ones that like... these games set trends when they're really, really great, and like whether they're good or not or received well, they're very important games, and I happen to love them very much. And so Breath of the Wild absolutely grabbed a hold of me, and I did nothing but play that for like an entire year. Speaking of just another video game podcast, but like, Brian, what have you been playing this week? Like,
anything else? Because we didn't want to talk about Zelda on the show. We were just, talk about anything else. If you want like, Zelda, go to our other podcast.
I've had no time, and then it's all I want to do.
Right. I mean, regale us in the story of launch day or launch night.
Launch night, I got home and turned it on. I set it all up, it going. Much of what I'm going, probably the same thing I'll be doing this time, is playing it for a little bit and then going to bed and then waking up and playing it nonstop. But I turned it on, and I've said this before, I think one of my favorite things, or at least the most striking thing, was that like you turn the game on. There was no like start screen. The first time you boot the game up, there was no like menu or anything. It just was like Nintendo Presents Breath of the Wild. And I was just like, oh, it's on. Like, let's go. Like, this is going to be great. And it was very great. For a very, 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 very long time. I don't know. I've played a lot of that game. So, yeah.
Everyone's doing a best and worst Zelda.
It's this one, worst Zelda. I mean, Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass are like two sides of the same coin to me. They're the same coin. Yeah, so they each do things better or worse than the other, and it just balances out to both of them are probably at the bottom of my list.
I'm Jeremy. I mean, you know, not to take too much credit, but you know, I was the one that was like, hey Brian, record a podcast with me. I want to make podcasts. And then that ended, you know, we did Just Another Video Game Podcast, the two of us, for a while. Then we brought more people in, and then Breath of the Wild was coming up, and I was just unbelievably excited for it. And I was like, hey, what if we spun off a podcast just for this game?
Mm-hmm.
And I have this thing about making up dumb names for podcasts, and Chat of the Wild just came to me, and I was like, yep, I'm calling it that. We're going to do this, and we're just going to talk about it. And it ended up sort of molding into what it was of like, okay, we should be playing the same thing. Like, I think the only like limits we were doing was just like, we all want to go to the dungeons in the Breath of the Wild.
We eventually figured out the shrines.
The animals.
The guardian.
The divine beasts.
The divine beasts.
We were just like, we don't go into the divine beasts until we all agree to, and we'll make those episodes. And then it started to become a little more cohesive through that, where we were all experiencing similar things again, as opposed to everyone just sort of like interrupting with each other, just being like, oh, that reminds me, I did this and all that, which I'm sure is going to happen in this season. I'm sure of it. But I feel like we've learned a lot over the years of doing these kinds of things. And I do have high hopes for us of being able to make the best podcast we can for this. I do have a story to tell for the launch night. Brian, I think you'll remember this. You weren't there.
I know.
you and one of our former co-hosts, Ty, you were at a GameStop, right?
Yes. So
reluctantly.
The story goes back even further to the live event of them unveiling everything in January, where we all gathered at your house and watched that and lost our minds. And we're like trying to get one. And I think you got one through Best Buy.
Yep.
And the next morning, I drove to a GameStop in the area, like right as they opened. And it was just like, what's up? Can I pre-order one of these? And they're like, yeah, sure. Here you go. And I was like, rad. And put like $20 down. And was like, I cannot afford this, but I will lay away this for 2 months.
Until I can
get this. So yeah, we walked home. They had a midnight opening, and we walked home with ours that night.
Meanwhile, I went to my Best Buy at like 11 o'clock, and there were a few other cars in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. None of them were people that worked at Best Buy because they were closed.
No.
I thought for sure we would have some kind of midnight release for this. And it was the first time I had like bought a system through Best Buy. And so I had to go home and I went to sleep and I woke up the next morning and I still had to wait until like 10 a.m. for them to open to go get my system and my game and all of that. But once I started playing, it did matter. None of that mattered anymore. It was just an incredible experience, and we were in our group chat just being like, oh,
Jeremy joins the chat.
This?
We're like, hey, all right.
Yes, I am here. I am going to catch up with you guys. It's an amazing game. I, you know, best worst Zelda for me. It is Breath of the Wild, but I would put Link's Awakening as my number two on there. And yeah,
oh, we're
Spirit
getting number twos now.
Well, because I don't.
Oh, Tegan got two least favorites.
Yeah,
I got
two least favorites, and I got no favorite.
But then I got
two
least favorites.
You gave two least favorites.
I did,
yeah.
I was just like, this is my least favorite, and this is my other least favorite.
BC got two favorites.
Yeah.
So there
you go. It balances.
All right. Yeah, I did.
All right.
There we go. Boom.
The force is balanced. Okay.
For the record, my favorite is Wind Waker.
Hmm.
I think it's the best Zelda game.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's an opinion.
It's an opinion. Yeah. It's mine. Mm.
It's like, I'm not going to argue this because, no, it's an amazing game, but.
So good.
Best, I don't know. Like, there's things about it that are. There are things about Wind Waker that are the best.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
The whole product, put it all together. Maybe not so much.
I mean, they all need a little bit of polish, you know?
They do.
Yeah.
Just for different reasons.
We can agree on this all day. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, that's what we have a show for. But
yeah.
Let's.
We can theorize this for a little bit. I didn't play the DLC. Hmm. I always meant to. I played a little bit of it, but I was playing it on Master Mode.
Oh.
And the Trial of the Sword is just impossible.
It is brutal
on Master Mode.
I did not get very far in Master Mode Trial of the Sword, and I used to play regular Trial of the Sword for funsies. I was like, this'll be all
right. Right. So, as BC was saying earlier, he wasn't sure if he'll be able to keep up with the story. The DLC really bring much to the table that you're thinking will continue on in Tears of the Kingdom? We don't need to get into the specifics necessarily, but...
I think the DLC, as someone who just finished all the DLC, again, I think the DLC will be lightly referenced and probably inform some character decisions, but will not be, like, a major focus, if that makes sense. Because this is... Yeah. This game seems to be about the champions... what is it called? Like...
Descendants,
yeah, they're like, or like the other people who like take up the mantle of the champions, because not all of them are direct descendants.
The scarf,
right? Exactly.
They take up the blue scarf.
Yeah, the next like chosen ones sort of thing. And the DLC focused on why the different champions were chosen as the champions of their people.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think it'll like inform some stuff, but it's not gonna like be a major sticking point.
Also, giant flying monk fight in the sky.
Also, giant flying monk fight in the sky. That's true. That did happen. I don't think that's going to matter. I don't think that's going to have any bearing, and that's unfortunate.
But it's in the sky, so, you know.
It is in the sky.
I think there's some, there's some skyward bearings.
Skyward bearings.
Skyward swords?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, fortunately, we're all pretty fresh on Skyward Sword, so I think...
Fortunately.
You know,
yes.
Fortunately?
Hey, fortunately.
Yes.
Yeah, we got
for
the part,
this game,
we got the parts for, we needed.
Yes, for this game, for what we know, I mean, they are referring to it as a trilogy. I saw, like, an official Nintendo social media account referred to it as a trilogy.
My hand is raised. Nintendo, send me my money.
If this is a trilogy, then Skyward Sword is Aliens 3.
Oh my god. I'm very glad that like our read collectively. Oh, I say our read. But I don't think that BC quite got the same message, but that's okay. That like Skyward Sword was going to be required reading for Tears of the Kingdom, like that being a dead-on read, I think, is really good for us. We understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I expect a pat on the back and a cookie.
Unrelated, but Tegan, you got the Tears of the Kingdom Switch, right?
I did. So yes, it's beautiful. It's
too,
stunning.
So we'll be playing it on that hardware. Mm-hmm. I've got my Pro Controller coming too. We do all have our amiibos, correct?
Yes.
Everyone's amiiboed up so we can get all the little hanger cloths that we want. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that's all that we're going to get
those. Is that confirmed that they will change your cloth?
I have
cloth?
Seen.
They
I know.
Will, yes.
I know all that we get with the amiibos. I will not tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because I cheated, and when the art book leaked, I couldn't contain myself, and I had to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember that dark day.
I do want to ask like a yes or no though.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
we will get stuff for all the amiibos.
Brian, if you want to mute, Brian, you want to take your headphones
just
off real quick?
No, let's go.
No, it's okay.
We've got like 30 hours. Let's go.
Yes or no, you'll get
stuff. Yeah. So yes or no. Yes or no, is there more than just the hanger like cloth design?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Great. I am glad that we made sure all of us will have access to this stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I would assume, now that I think about it, yeah, there'd hopefully be more than just more than, you know, because you got a lot of stuff when you dropped an amiibo in the last game.
Some of the stuff from the last game will be coming back, and there are some new things that are being added.
Cool.
So,
good.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Hanger cloths are cool. We'll find out the rest of our own. I mean, I feel like as soon as I get the chance, when it's just sort of like, here's, you can just scan amiibos. And I'm like, all right, let's get them all out.
Yep.
Come on, everybody.
I have shifted them all. They're all at my streaming location right now. My desk is very crowded.
Let's go ahead and finally open the Guardian amiibo. Just go rip that. Go ahead and throw away that money right there.
God. Can you just make the Fierce Deity Link's face on your sailcloth?
I want Link's screaming face when he puts on the Deku mask.
Oh, that'd
there.
Be good.
That's what I want.
Deku Link amiibo when, honestly. A whole collection of Majora's Mask amiibos when, let's be real. Let's be dead
Tingle
honest.
Amiibo when.
Tingle amiibo when.
Let's
don't
not
wish
open
that upon
box.
People, Tegan.
Yeah. Bring the Rupee Rush to us, please.
Let's keep that.
I'm.
Let's keep the Majora box closed. Tingle has to stay inside.
Yeah, I'm assuming because they didn't announce the Guardian amiibos came later, right? They didn't come out at launch.
When you say Guardian amiibos, do you mean the Champion amiibos? Or
the Champion
amiibos.
There
you go.
Yes.
The Champion amiibos did come separately. Okay. Yes. They were released when the DLC was coming out.
The fact that we just recently got an announcement of Xenoblade Chronicles 3 amiibos, like a year after the game came out, gives me hope for more cool figures for Tears of the Kingdom, for sure. Because all we have is the Link with his hand out. And that's cool, but I want more.
I predict we'll get a Zelda one. I think that's a safe bet. That's a bet I'm gonna win.
How long before they drop those on us?
Three months.
Mid to late summer would be my first.
I just meant like announcing them.
Oh.
DLC. So it's gonna be with DLC. So it's gonna be like a year. It'll be like a year later. That's my prediction. I'm putting that down, getting the pin out, go ahead and sign my name to
my
it.
My thought is,
there it is,
new Zelda amiibo near the end of summer, like announced around when E3 would be, and then, even though there's no E3 this year, and then DLC and related amiibos later this year, like announced later this year, pre-orders available by holiday.
Hmm.
Or maybe just the season pass gets announced like in a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. Like, when are they going to tell us about this stuff?
Yeah,
they're going to they'll probably give it a little bit longer so that it's not all spoilers. But I'm sure a lot of the amiibos they have planned are kind of spoilery.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, yeah, probably. Anything else that we'd like to bring up before we actually play the game?
I'm really excited.
I'd take it or leave it.
Yeah. it doesn't sound like it, but just a ball of.
Whew.
I'm doing this like with very much like small child waiting for Christmas energy. Like, I'm just like, only two more sleeps, only one more sleep until the game comes out. And I'm trying to figure out what time I'm going to line up to pick up my game. You know, what's that? I think I've settled right now. This morning I said I settled on like 7 p.m., but maybe I should be earlier. Just so they know I'm there.
Hi. I brought my I brought my Switch. I will be playing Breath of the Wild while I stand here.
Right, set up a little camping.
You could just
chair.
Give it to me now.
Just like hang out.
I'm unblinking, getting... just waiting.
just this real quiet.
I'm just the whole time. I'm just looking in through the window. They like pull the gate down, and I'm just like, "Hello, I know you're there."
Yeah, I figured I would eventually get a physical copy of it, and I was like, "I don't care. I want to play it at midnight in my house, not go anywhere, just have it downloaded."
Yeah,
I'm going to have two copies.
I have to clear out the memory on my Switch.
Oh no!
Because there's no space for it.
Oh no.
I did it when I got the Tears of the Kingdom Switch. Literally, my mind was like, "It's real. The game. That means the game is real. It's going to be here soon." I plan on getting some good sleep the night before. It used to be I would have trouble falling asleep when something like something big like this would happen. That's not an issue now. Because I want to go to sleep. I'm going to get some good rest. Because if I'm fighting sleep while I'm playing this, it's not worth it to me. Like, I want to wake up. I may even take a shower in the morning. I just want to, like, that way I get it out of the way. I'm going to make a coffee. I might go get me, like, some donuts the night before or something like that. Have some donuts for breakfast. That's nice.
Put on some Barry White.
Oh,
absolutely. Light some
put
candles.
Put out the essential oils.
Some silk pajamas.
But then, just go down to the basement, get in my recliner, and then just spend hours playing this game.
And then never be seen again. Just like Christmas Day.
See, that's something else that I don't know what to do, because I'm going to be... I told my stream audience for Impossible Coin that I'm going to be playing this game so that everyone can experience it with me. Because I'm such a lore nerd, and I know there's going to be times where I'm just like, hang on a second, wait a minute, I have to write this down, and like go full like spreadsheet mode, essentially. And I don't know what time to start.
I am starting exactly at midnight on my stream, and we'll probably play it for a few hours and then go to bed and then not stop playing for a few days after that. But yeah, stream all of that. So,
my plan is to wake up early before work and start playing,
and then just get an hour or so in before you gotta go into work.
Maybe two.
Okay, all right, and then call in sick.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh man,
I don't have the energy anymore to like go pick something up at midnight, but I also sleep terribly, so I'll probably wake up at like 4 a.m. and start playing.
Wow. I am so good at sleeping. It's my superpower. I lay down, I go to bed. If I'm not asleep in like 5 minutes, I'm just like, well, I guess I'm up for another hour.
Unheard of.
No, as soon as the sun rises, I'm going to be up. So that's how it works for me. Once that light cracks through my window, I'm awake and I'm ready to go. Especially, it's not even going to be, sometimes I'll wake up and be like, oh, it's too early, I can go back to sleep. It's going to be like, oh, it's the morning and I have Tears of the Kingdom available right now. Okay, time to start my day.
Yeah. It's not going to be hard to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. So one other last thing that we're going to be doing that's a little different here this time is that in between each episode, Brian is going to be introducing a new show for us, a fun little segment for you to get a little bit more Tears of the Kingdom. Brian?
We're going to be doing, it's the Milk Bar. Come on into the Milk Bar. We're going to sit down and have occasional check-ins because we're going to be talking throughout the week as we're playing the game. We figure we might as well, you know, meet up and record little episodes. But then it also gives us a chance to bring in people from other podcasts. We can check in with them and say, hey, you know, what are you doing and seeing in the game right now? What are you most excited about? What you're wearing? What's your weapon? You know, what's your coolest trick or something like that? But yeah, we're going to be doing little check-in episodes at the Milk Bar. Speaking of Majora's Mask.
And yeah, also for new listeners that don't know our format, our next episode is going to cover the first half of the Great Sky Island that we start the game off on. Get two of these new moves, go explore a whole bunch, and we'll meet back here and talk about it next time on Chat of the Wild. Tears.
Yeah. Just tears, just like sobbing. The Tears of the Kingdom are actually us crying as we start the game.
The sobbing of the kingdom.